makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Mainit tayo ngayon, Cybel. Mm-hmm. Medyo kakapasa lang.
Kagabi.
Midnight, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, tayo ay mainit talaga sa ating pag-uusapan ngayong araw. Mm-hmm. Ang batas o binagong batas para sa pagpapakasal. Pinapayagan na o pinapahintulutan at legal ang pagpapakasal ng parehong kasarian sa Australia. At meron tayong mga makakasamang panauhin, Cybel, sa pamamagitan ng telepono. Sino ang ating una?
Makakasama natin yung ating nakasama na rin dati, si Andrea Jaka-Smith. Siya yung nagrepresenta sa Australia para sa Miss Trans International sa Europa.
Alamin natin kung anong pananaw niya, masaya ba siya at naipasa ang batas ng same-sex marriage. At makakasama rin natin ang isang may hawak ng maraming titulo sa beauty pageant. Siya ang Mrs. Universe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cybel, ano pa ang kanyang hawak?
Siya yung nanalo ng Mrs. Southeast Asia, Mrs. Universe Courage, and Mrs. Classic Galaxy 2017. Wow, ang dami niyang napanalunan.
Bukod dyan, sa mga koronang yan, siya, bukod sa lahat, siya ay isang may bahay, ina ng dalawang bata. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Mary Rose Salubre.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oo, alam ko, bago pa maisabatas ang batas ng same-sex marriage, alam ko sa mga postings mo sa Facebook at syempre sa mga discourses o talakayan mo with friends, mainit ka sa issue na ito. Ano ang iyong palagay matapos maipasa ito?
Okay, good morning guys. You know, when you think about it, thank you to social media. At least we could voice out what we think is right for our view anyway. My only view is, with no disrespect to the people in that category, which is a lot of whom are my friends as well, and to me, this is a farcical, abnormal, and natural. Why am I saying this? Because, look, I'm a very strong Catholic person. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the whole family are Catholics, and we go to church every Sunday. And I know in Australia that not all of us are religious, right? But to me, I just want to start with from the inception of time, where there was woman and man, and that starts with Adam and Eve, and that's how the world evolves. To me, that diminishes because there's no more core values, there's no more traditions, there's no culture. And to me, a lot of people, lay people couldn't see the wood from the trees, because the people really who benefit this are the legal systems. When you think about it, the consequences, there will be more complex, because there will be bullying, there will be discriminations, and bear in mind that two women or two men could now have a child, right? So, which is, to me, I think that is misguided, because what these kids could see from their homes will be also like the upbringing, and it's very disturbing. So now the conflicts are, obviously, we need to expand family courts. It's very hard to entangle once it's legislated, which I think it has been passed. And it's Commonwealth as well. So I just know, look, at the end of the day, we respect these people, but I think we should sometimes draw the line. It's just like washing. You know, you can't put white clothes and black clothes and also shoes in one washing machine.
Pero Mary Rose, sinasabi na prior to passing of the law, may nangyayaring discrimination among yung sinasabi nga na straight and sa LGBTQI community, dahil hindi patas na hindi sila makapagpakasal dahil nga sa pinipigilan o walang batas na pumapayag na magpakasal ang mga same sex.
This is what I'm trying to say. I mean, how do we describe this, and how do we make these people the same with us? There's only a woman and a man can produce a child, a kid. When you think about it, but my only concern are the kids. Kids knows nothing. I mean, let kids be kids. And in the future, as America, because it's already been legislated,
yes.
So therefore they could adopt a child. How do we know that the child is one thing that situation, you know, they can't speak up. They're kids, and of course they'll be confused. I mean, imagine when they go to school, they've been dropped by, okay, these are my parents. Okay, these are two men's or two women's, and they'd be bullied, and they, obviously there will be consequences, and it will be more complex. What I'm trying to say is there are limitations with everybody. You know, we should know when to draw the line. Look, don't get me wrong. I do support gay people in the Philippines. I don't encourage them to do same-sex marriage, but I do have a competition sometimes, Miss Gay, this, and actually to bring an awareness or to have...
respect.
Respect as well, or to have advocacy. But it doesn't mean that sometimes we do overstep the line. This is, for me, I think it's overstepping the line. We should know when to draw the limit. This is what I'm trying to say.
So para sa iyo, Mary Rose, it's ethical and moral issue para sa iyo.
Yes, traditions, culture, core values.
Maraming salamat sa pananaw mo, Mary Rose, at syempre ginagalang natin o nirerespeto natin ang pagsasabatas ng same-sex marriage.
Okay. Yes.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Mary Rose.
Salamat din sa pag-invite.
Okay, thank you very much. Ngayon naman makakasama natin ang nakasama na natin siya dito, no, Cybele, sa ating programa.
Nakasama na natin siya just a month ago or 2 months ago. Yeah.
Dahil sa Miss Transnational. Siya si Andrea Jacka Smith. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Andrea.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Andrea. Kamusta?
Okay, I'm just fine.
Just fine or happy?
Happy. Happy ka ba? Dapat happy ka, di ba?
Yes. Unang-una, Andrea, ano ang reaction mo matapos mong mapakinggan o mapanood siguro sa telebisyon ang naging pagsasabatas ng same-sex marriage?
Actually, it was funny because I was turned on the television and I didn't know that ano yon, it's the proclamation or the ano legalization na pala ng same-sex marriage. Nabasa ko lang at I found out sa post ng friend ko na it's legal already. So I was, that's good. Australia made it.
Andrea, ibig ba sabihin nito, ikaw ay, you'll go online to register for marriage next month?
Well, it's not in my idea for now. Because,
for now.
Honestly, I was being married in Belgium. So for me, there's no point in remarrying again. But for me, I support the same-sex marriage. But maybe I will do it later or we will have to discuss it with my husband.
So, hindi na kayo pwedeng magpa-divorce. Hindi na kayo pwedeng mag-divorce.
No,
kasi
more
if
divorces
you're married in Belgium and then you're gonna get married in Australia, di ba?
Correct.
Andrea, sa tingin mo ba mababawasan o mawawala na yung tinatawag na discrimination sa komunidad LGBTQI matapos na maipasa ang batas na ito sa same-sex marriage?
Well, for me, in Australia-wide, we cannot expect na there's no discrimination kasi anong iba-iba yung mga point of view ng mga tao eh. So in that scenario, maybe less, but not like before, not very intense.
Kumbaga, meron pa din.
You cannot really put it out or set aside sa komunidad kasi in our society, we have different point of view, so we have to respect each and everyone's points of view.
Itong sa pagsasabatas nito sa Australia, dahil alam natin marami o siguro yung mga nasa closet, hiding in the closet, mapapalakas kaya yung loob nila na lumabas at dun naman para sa mga nagtataguyod ng same-sex marriage na maisabatas sa Pilipinas, sa tingin mo ba lalo nilang itutulak na maisabatas ito?
Philippines-wide, I don't think so na it will be legalized or it will be accepted kasi religion wise we are very we stick to our religion and it's really hard. Honestly, we are fighting for it. We are trying to amend some rules regarding with the LGBT community issues, but unfortunately it will take a long way or it will never be happening.
It might take decades also.
Yeah.
Kanina nga natanong ko, you gonna be remarrying soon?
I really don't know. I don't have that any idea for the moment. But I'm enjoying, and we are happy for our status. And yeah, we're enjoying each day of our life.
Okay. Andrea, may tanong ako sa'yo. Kasi sinabi mo, di ba, sa panayam mo kasama yung ating kasamang si Claudette na love is love, whatever gender. So sa tingin mo ba, love wins dito sa Australia?
Of course, of course, it does. Kasi yung mga Australian in general, they are very compassionate and very, not really open-minded, but they put some reserve in their own belief. Ganun. So, yeah, love will win in every way.
Okay.
Andrea, mensahe mo para sa mga nais magpakasal sa darating na Enero dahil kailangan ng 1 month notice bago mangyari ang same-sex marriage o kailangan ng magparehistro muna sila. So anong message mo para sa mga nagnanais o sa mga same-sex couples na nagnanais magpakasal?
Well, to all my friends who are planning to get married, just see to it that you are ready for it, because to be honest, marriage is just a sort of paper. Mm-hmm. The main important thing is how you commit to each other and, yeah, how you feel both each other. Because for me, love is love. And then, yeah, love has no gender and love has no sex.
Mm, very well said, Andrea. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.